The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, says Australia has become a nation of the taxed and the taxed nots. In a major speech on the economy today, Mr. Morrison warned that a generation had grown up without ever experiencing a recession. The result was that people had started taking government payments for granted. Labour says it's divisive and reminiscent of language used by the former Treasurer, Joe Hockey, when he talked of lifters and leaners. Labour's resisting pressure to commit itself to $6 billion worth of savings, which the government hopes to make when the new parliament sits for the first time next week. From Canberra, Peter Donald reports.
Please join me in welcoming the Honourable Scott Morrison, MP, Treasurer of the Commonwealth of Australia.
He started on a positive note, talking to the Sydney business audience about Australia's 25 years of uninterrupted economic growth. But Scott Morrison quickly switched to a more ominous message. He warned against complacency and a generation who've grown up never knowing recession, who've come to rely on payments from the government at every stage of life.
On current settings, more Australians today are likely to go through their entire lives without ever paying tax than for generations. More Australians are also likely today to be net beneficiaries of the government than contributors, never paying more tax than they receive in government payments. There is a new divide, the taxed and the taxed nots.
This Treasurer harked back to the words of Paul Keating, who described the major downturn on his watch as the recession we had to have.
I recognise that in the absence of a recession we have to have, or the threat of becoming a banana republic, that achieving necessary change will be more frustrating and more difficult. But it is no less necessary, and achieving it in this way is far better than the alternative.
Scott Morrison has long said Australia has a spending problem with too many generous government programs. Now, though, he's using different language, warning of an earnings problem after a decline in Australia's national income.
We earned less. The reduction in the terms of trade, commodity prices, in wages and in profits than had previously been anticipated. In other words, we have an earnings problem.
It was another challenge to Labor, the Greens and the crossbenchers to support billions of dollars worth of savings the government wants to make.
And in the weeks and months ahead, we will learn the extent to which the Parliament will be up for it by supporting the government to implement what we promised, to give the Australian people the economic leadership they voted for in returning the government to office. Thank you for your attention.
Labor wants to see the detail of the legislation before saying if it will back $6 billion worth of cuts it said it was prepared to make during the election campaign. The shadow treasurer, Chris Bowen, dismisses talk of the taxed and taxed nots, saying it's just another slogan.
It comes after deficit disaster, budget emergency, and perhaps most infamously, lifters and leaners. I think it's another attempt to divide Australians. And just as with lifters and leaners, it's more rhetoric than reality. Every society has people who pay tax and people who don't. And indeed, as has been evidenced, we have many people who manage companies that manage to arrange their tax affairs so that they don't pay as much tax as they should.
Is there any substance to what he's saying? How much of a problem is this for the economy that there are these people who don't pay any tax?
Well, who's he talking about here? I mean, is he talking about families that are receive some benefits, which ironically were put in place by the Howard government? What category of Australians is he singling out? What he's got here is a bit of a thought bubble, a bit of a slogan.
He wants to cut the welfare budget in part. Is Labor going to help him do that? The Treasurer has outlined $6 billion worth of savings that were supported by Labor during the election campaign. So how far are you going to go towards supporting the government in saving that money?
Well, we've consistently said that the approach we take to budget repair will be consistent to the approach we took to the election. But more than a week ago now, the Prime Minister came out with his big so-called challenge to Labor. We're still waiting to see the legislation and exactly what the government's talking about. He had an offer yesterday which would have improved the budget by $1.5 billion over the forward estimates in a bipartisan fashion, which would have brought certainty to superannuation and helped them clean up the mess that they've got on their hands.
The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, speaking to Peter Donald.